This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, December 21st. William Cody Inman is being held under no bond for the Sunday homicide of David Ray Ivey on Dudney Road near Chadbourne. Inman, age 28, allegedly fired a handgun inside the home where a woman and child were also present. The sheriff's office is investigating. We have much more on this story on our website. A family was displaced Sunday when fire tore through their home in Riglewood. Acme Delco Riglewood Fire Rescue, along with Buckhead, Bolton, and Northwest firefighters, managed to save most of the home. It was uninsured. The fire was caused by a power strip that was powering multiple items, Chief Steve Campbell said. ADR is collecting donations for the family. They have a 4-year-old boy, and most of the Christmas items were destroyed. You can drop donations off at the fire station in Riglewood. Alcohol law enforcement and Whitewell police destroyed multiple bottles of liquor Friday night during a raid on the Twisted Pecan and the former Whitewell Axes and Ales. We have reached out to ALE for more on this. Whitewell police are reminding motorists to lock your vehicles. A string of car break-ins last week nipped computers, laptops, firearms, and cash. Two vehicles were actually stolen. WPD urges everyone to never leave a firearm or any valuable visible in a vehicle. Always take your keys out of the ignition. The Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are out in force as part of the Booze and Lose It Christmas enforcement effort. Troopers, deputies, and officers will be hitting the roads hard between now and January 3rd, cracking down on impaired and unsafe drivers. Today marks the start of one of the busiest weeks of the year for hunters. Deer and bear season ends January 1st. Most small game seasons are in, and some migratory birds as well. Be sure to wear an orange cap or other outer garment. Do not enter another person's property without permission, even to retrieve dogs or game. Inflation, increasing material costs, and no more federal pandemic assistance left Whitewell with a $700,000 deficit on its annual audit. The City Council got the news Tuesday during its annual report from Thompson, Price, Scott, and Adams. The city is also behind on collecting back taxes due to taking over tax collections from the county this summer. Trash pickup for most county residents will take place the day after the usual pickup day due to the holiday. Most county and government offices will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday due to the Christmas holiday. ColumbusCountyNews.com has been purchased by Southeastern Community News, a new media company owned by Jefferson Weaver. CCN will continue to provide news at no cost to readers and will also still be working with WTXY to bring you your news broadcast every day. Columbus County Animal Protective Services has cut adoption fees through December, but if you want to get that Christmas critter, tomorrow is the last day. Cats are $12.50, dogs are $37.50, and the shelter has a wide variety of adoptable pets. They're also sponsoring the Christmas Critter Give Back, where you can help your neighbors take care of their pets. Look for more on their Facebook page. The animal shelter can be found at 288 Legion Drive in Whitewell. The Veterans Memorial Park of America Turkey Shoot is set for Friday, Saturday, and December 31st. That's your last chance to get a bird this year. The event begins at 6:30 p.m. each night. Raffle tickets are available for a Weber smoker. Tickets are $10 or 3 for 20, and the drawing will be held December 31st. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whitewell. For ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, this is Jefferson Weaver.